What will go wrong? What always goes wrong, right? Look, some things are likely to go wrong. Some things aren't likely to go wrong. And you may view the world in one of two different ways. People often fall into and think of themselves as optimists, right? Or, upbeat, positive people. And then we think of other people as pessimists, but those people just think of themselves as realistic, right? Realistic and thoughtful. And they think of us as unrealistic and looking at the world through rose-colored glasses, right? Overly positive, like that. So we all view ourselves in different ways, and we view the people around us in other different ways. And in fact, neither one's right. We actually need both of these things. We need the positive-looking people to see possibility when the others can only see the failures. And we need those people who are like that to see the positive and the negative and like that. We actually want to look at what is most likely to go wrong, because things will go wrong. It doesn't mean we can't overcome them. It doesn't mean we can't find a way. Focusing on them and planning for what's most likely to go wrong isn't going to make it wrong or put the focus on it. It's just going to have you prepared for some of what might go wrong. And in fact, we don't actually know what will go wrong. We can make some guesses, and guessing and planning, creating contingency plans and not expecting everything to go perfectly is a very smart way to run your business. And you want to also maintain a positive outlook, the ability to see that we could find a way through even things that we haven't imagined yet. So we need both the optimist, the pessimist. We need the realist. And we need the people who are less realistic, who are willing to challenge what's reasonable and real and break us through into new opportunities. We need the positive. We need the negative. We need the upbeat. We need the people who are a little more worrying. We need both those people to work together and to actually consider what's most likely to go wrong and to create some contingency plans. It's been super helpful for me. I know I made a mistake once in this and not looking enough at what would go wrong and measuring enough of the right things, right? And I ended up wasting several million dollars on production and materials that I would not need for many years. And that's money that I should have today, and I did not. That is a multi-million dollar tuition or business learning that I have that I share again and again with all of the people that I work with. I hope it's been helpful for you. I hope it saves you some heartache and loss and makes a difference. My name is Bill Gallagher, scaling coach and host of this Scaling Up Business podcast. Our show comes to you every week. So like it, subscribe, and turn on your notifications to not miss an episode. And if you want to find any of the past ones that we've got to do with any of your leadership, your people, your strategy, the execution, or the cash situation of the company, you'll find all those 400 and more at scalingcoach.com, as well as programs about our coaching, our training, our workshops and boot camps, everything to do with helping you to scale your business. Hope that's been helpful for you. If you want to give us feedback, send an email to info@scalingcoach.com. Thanks again for watching, for listening. We'll talk to you again next time. Keep scaling up.